This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is taking part in the NFL labor talks in Minneapolis today. Kraft is among four team owners meeting with player representatives in today's court-ordered mediation. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch is here to tell us more. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi, Deb.
Well, it's been about a month since the league locked out players. So far, talks haven't gone anywhere. Will there be anything different this time around?
Well, these talks are different because there's more legal pressure to bring the two sides together. The players had asked a federal court to declare that the lockout that they're under is invalid. While the judge is looking at that, she ordered the two sides to sit back down together, and that's what Pat's owner, Robert Kraft, is doing today.
And remind us what's at stake.
Billions of bucks. I mean, the league is doing great revenue-wise, and essentially these talks are about splitting a growing pie that's got a lot of whipped cream on top. Players want a bigger piece, so do the owners. I talked with Ron Washburn. He's from Brookline and teaches sports law at Bryant University. He told me both sides realize, though, that the pie they're splitting disappears if they don't play.
I definitely think we will see a deal. The amount of money on the table, I think, is just too extensive. Neither side is going to leave that kind of money on the table. I just think it'd be ludicrous to even contemplate the fact that they would do that.
Now, there are tons of specifics. How much money should go to stars versus everyday players? Will the league set aside cash to care for player health problems in the future? It's complicated, but in the end, it's about divvying up the cash.
And it's always about that, isn't it? But, you know, Mr. Washburn said deal. Bob Kraft is involved. He hasn't been involved much to date, and he's been criticized about that.
Mm-hmm.
Why Kraft, and does it signal that a deal may be forthcoming?
Yeah, I think, first of all, they have to show that they're serious about this mediation. I mean, it is a judge who's ordering this. So Kraft is only one of four team owners there, but he is perhaps the most respected owner. He's also pretty popular with players. He's kind of seen as a moderate. So it is a signal that they're taking it seriously, even though they might not come to a deal in this mediation. Professor Washburn says, don't hold your breath for that.
So I think right now they're jockeying for position. There's so many facets of things going on here that we're still looking at a little while before anything happens.
By that, he means a few more months, at least. And there's a reason that labor deals are often struck at the 11th hour. People drag their feet if they can get a better deal by wringing it out to the deadline. Washburn thinks we're just not there yet.
And where are the players in all of this?
Well, a lot of folks know that Tom Brady lent his name to the lawsuit. It's Brady et al. Versus the NFL. But the Pats player who's really been fighting it out in the trenches, just like on the field, is Brady's offensive lineman, Matt Light. He's been playing a very vocal role.
Well, if these talks do go on for quite some time, how do you think the Patriots franchise will handle all of that? And what's the team been doing so far?
Well, business as usual, if you ignore the fact that players aren't training. Some other teams have actually laid workers off, not the Patriots. Their message has been the season is going to happen and they've got work to do. And one sign of this, the NFL released its preseason schedule this week. The Pats even held a press conference today to talk about the player draft that starts 2 weeks from now. So their actions do point to a signed deal later this summer. Just not before there's been a good, hard tug of war over the money first.
All right. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch, thanks for being with us.
Sure thing.